The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 Central Time and time for our pre-opening commodity market report now here on AM 580. And Dave Dickey joins us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Friday morning, everyone. This morning at 7:30, USDA released its August crop production estimates in billions of bushels. They look like this. Corn, 10.976 billion. Soybeans, 2.928. And the all wheat at 1.801. Also, the ending stocks for 2006-2007, corn, 1.232, soybeans, 450 million bushels, wheat, 434 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady on ideas that there should be enough packer interest for the limited number of hogs that will be offered for sale to keep prices stable. Terminals called steady in a very light volume test, tops from $47 to $50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily direct hog report for Thursday, August 10th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,033. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63 to $71, the weighted average $66.89, a loss of 20 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.63 to $55.71, the weighted average $52.91. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $9,678, the base price range $60 to $74, the weighted average $71.41, a gain of 31 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.07 to $56.13, and the weighted average was $53.87.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And during the last 24 to 36 hours, about two-thirds of the U.S. Corn Belt did receive rain. Most of it fell in eastern Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas, on eastward to western Ohio and Kentucky. Amounts were highly variable. 1 to more than 2 inches of rain did fall in portions of southeastern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and northwestern Kentucky. Other amounts of over an inch also were reported in east central Indiana and also at here on South Dakota. Rainfall in most other areas range from just a few hundredths of an inch to about 3/4 of an inch. And the driest portions of the Midwest during the last 24 hours were in Nebraska, parts of Minnesota, some of western Iowa, also Wisconsin, Michigan, and central Ohio. As we look ahead, it looks like we're not seeing a big change in the weather forecast. We'll have some more spotty showers today in the Ohio River Valley, but drier weather is coming in. Over the weekend, there may still be some scattered showers to the south and to the west, but high pressure will be building over the Great Lakes to give a little bit of a break to the rain, also a little bit of a break to the higher levels of humidity. Temperatures will still remain on the warm side during the daytime, so we're not expecting any problems with the slowdown of growth rates, but temperatures in a few spots may run a couple of degrees below average this weekend, and most areas will be rather close to average. Now, as we look ahead, we're going to see more rain starting to work into the western Corn Belt over the weekend, and then it will push eastward early next week, and we're expecting scattered showers and thunderstorms to follow then during the middle to latter part of next week, at least in the western Corn Belt. We're going to probably then after that turn a bit drier, but we've had enough rain here, at least looking at the big picture, that crops should be doing well, And temperatures are not going to be swinging to any great extreme. The temperatures will be running a bit of a warm bias to the southwest and a little bit of a cooler bias to the northeast as you look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole. But right now, it looks like the corn and soybean crops are going to advance favorably in most areas. There will just be a few pockets that are a little too dry, especially as we go through the week after next. Looking at the delta in southeast, nearly half the delta got some rain yesterday and early this morning, and amounts there range from 0.3 inch to a bit more than an inch in interior southern Mississippi and immediate bordering areas of northeastern Louisiana. And rainfall of 0.3 inch to 1 inch also fell from northeastern Arkansas into western Tennessee and in far northern Mississippi. Rain was also reported in half of the agricultural areas of the southeastern U.S. Rainfall of more than an inch, and in some cases more than 2 inches, occurred in parts of the Carolinas. However, southern Georgia and southern Alabama and northern Florida remained dry. Showers will scatter across the delta today and tomorrow, and we're going to have a little bit of a relief from the dryness in those areas as a result. But we are expecting the large-scale weather picture to remain a little too dry for some areas down that way, so the showers that they pick up in the next day or so will be important. And it looks like there may be a few showers again very briefly in the Delta early next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 4.68¾, down a half last trade unchanged. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 3.86½, unchanged. Last trade up 2½. December, 4.07¼, down a quarter. Last trade up 1. September corn opened at 2.38¾, unchanged. Last trade up 1¼. December at 256, up a quarter, last trade up 1. July, 287, down a half, last trade up a half. The red line, December, 302, down a half, last trade up a half. September soybeans open at 5.60¾, down a half, last trade down 1¼. Take it out to next July, 6.19, up 1¾, last trade down 5¾. August soybean meal opened at 157.90, unchanged. Last trade down 40. August soybean oil opened at 25.99, down 11. Last trade also down 11. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Give us your analysis of crop production and WASI reports. What's important?
Well, as expected, the government didn't do as everybody expected, and so we're going to kind of have a pretty interesting start to the day. The corn number came in, as far as corn yields, came in 1 to 2 bushels ahead of what the market was anticipating. It came in at 152.2, Dave. The market was expecting something closer to 150 or 151. They added about 150 million bushels to the projected carryout for the 06-07. Because of those numbers, you're going to see corn anywhere from 2 to 4 lower on the opening. Soybeans went the opposite direction, Dave. They dropped the yield by a bushel from the July projection. That did surprise the market as they were looking for a slight increase. But we have to bear in mind that these projections were made prior to some of these beneficial rains that have hit the Corn Belt here in the first 2 weeks of August. So this number might be the lowest number we see of the season. But nonetheless, 39.6 is what the government came out with. They raised our current marketing year's usage by 30 million bushels. Then they lowered this year's production. So the net effect of all that, Dave, we dropped the carryover projections for 06-07 soybeans by 110 million. Down to 450 million bushels, so they're calling beans up anywhere from 5, 6, 8 cents this morning, and I guess that's where we feel they would open.
Is what we saw with the numbers in the soybeans enough to get us back above the gap that we had on Monday? Maybe not this week, but perhaps before the next report?
I think the only reason we could answer yes to a chance of that, Dave, is because of the power of the funds, and because they got themselves into some short positions this week, maybe this scares them enough that can happen. But I think with the perception that the weather improved enough and the yields are probably truly better than what the government came out with, I'm not sure that we can see that 20 or 25 cent rally that we need to get back above that gap level. I guess I'm a little skeptical of that. You know, I think a 15 or 20 cent rally off of this report is possible, but to get above the gap, the power of the fund is going to have to show up pretty good again.
What did you make of the world ending stocks number for wheat at 128.42 in the 0607?
Yeah, that's a number that's going to help us, because certainly the U.S. numbers went up, and so on the surface you're going to want to look at it and say that the wheat market should be down in sympathy, but I think we're going to find support there. Because of that reduction in wheat numbers and tightening worldwide. But as what we've read, most of the comments and summations this morning, the wheat's going to kind of be a follower of the other two. It's going to kind of take the third leg for a while now that we're upon corn and bean harvest. But that world wheat number will continue to provide support every time they want to drop this thing down. You're going to find willing buyers pointing right to that fact.
Thanks much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.